As people will probably be familiar at this stage, on Sunday, September 1st, new regulations came in, EU regulations about the carrying of liquids and gels in cabin baggage, so the bag you bring onto the airport. Up until last November, or from last November, we introduced these new C3 scanners, which a lot of airports in Ireland and indeed across Europe have introduced, which meant that people no longer needed to have a restriction on the liquids and gels they can bring through. So you could bring a 200ml bottle of perfume, you could bring a litre bottle of whiskey, you no longer had to place it into a separate transparent bag, you could leave them in your cabin bag. But as of September 1st, there has been a new, as I said, regulation introduced that means anyone travelling from now, you will have to make sure that your liquids and gels, if you're bringing them through in cabin baggage, that they'll have to be taken out of your cabin baggage and put in a clear and transparent bag. So your 100ml toothpaste, your 100ml perfume, you just have to take it out of your cabin bag and put it into a clear, transparent bag. There's no limit on the number of bags, so you can bring, previously before November, you had to bring only one bag, but now you can bring four or five or six, as many bags as you want. It's just important the passengers know that you take them out of the bag, your cabin bag.
And in terms of the technology that was previously introduced, is that not a bit defeating the fact that you've brought that in the first place now that these new regulations are in place?
No, the machines actually did exactly what they were supposed to do, but there appears to have been a software and an algorithm issue with the detection of liquids and gels over 300ml. So obviously there was some testing done and it was found that they probably weren't doing what they were supposed to in terms of liquids and gels over 300ml. So it is a temporary issue and we believe the manufacturer is working to resolve. So just for now, when passengers are coming through, until further notice, if you have liquids and gels under 100ml, take them out of your cabin bag. Now there is exemptions, of course. Anyone with special dietary requirements are bringing baby food, that is exempt. So you can carry higher than 100ml, but you also need to just take them out of your cabin bag.
And I see staff are on hand to help any passengers as well.
Yeah. That's a kind of initiative we took this week, that we wanted to make sure, as always, the experience when people go through the airport is a pleasant one and a welcoming one. So we've just got some extra staff here to assist, because there's always people who may not be aware of the real regulations. Now, thankfully, we've been very fortunate that most people did seem to be compliant with it, and we were helped by the fact that a lot of people from the UK, this was introduced 2 or 3 months ago, they already knew about it. And I have to say a big thank you to passengers using the airport. They have prepared in advance, which means no security delays, no delays when queuing for your flight. So that's always a big help for us and our staff here as well. So we're appreciative of that.